Genesis 1:31 says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." In devotional numbers 18 and 19, we discussed the teleological argument for the existence of God, and that basically says that the appearance of design in creation is best explained by the existence of an omniscient, omnipotent, eternal designer, and we would call such a being God. And when we look into specific examples of design, we see what we discussed in our previous devotional called Irreducible Complexity, and what we will discuss here in this particular devotional, what is called the fine-tuning of the universe. Not only do things have to have appeared in a fully functional state, as our discussion of Irreducible Complexity demonstrated, but everything in the universe must interact in such a way to make life possible. The universe is fine-tuned for life. The godless scientists want us to believe that what appears to us as fine-tuned was just a big cosmic accident. The life and order found in our universe, according to the godless scientist, is nothing more than a random coincidence. Just think about gravity. If there were no gravity, things would just float and collide uncontrollably. Most of us have seen astronauts floating in the space station orbiting the Earth, and they demonstrate the difficulties of maneuvering by showing what happens to liquid in that environment, and the difficulty in doing such things as eating or just trying to get around. You can't really walk down a hallway. You have to hover and kind of pull your way around. And at the risk of ruining your meal if you're eating while listening to this, it's actually been a major issue in the space program to deal with human excrement and urine while working in a gravity-deficient environment. Astronaut Gordon Cooper was forced to manually control and pilot his Project Mercury flight in 1963 because his urine bag leaked and messed up some of the electronics on board. And the Soviet Union's Mir space station more recently had their solar panels lose about 40% of their effectiveness, in large part due to damage caused by frozen urine expelled from the station and then colliding with the panels. Imagine if our planet were like that. The fact is, there would be no life on Earth. Our problems would go way beyond floating pee and multi-million dollar toilets to bag and store human poop. Gravity affects cell functions. Things couldn't grow. Cells couldn't divide, and cellular migration would not function correctly. Experiments in space and artificial low-gravity labs have shown that plant life could not survive without gravity. Animals and humans would be deformed and would eventually die off without gravity. And gravity is just one such required constant in the universe that had to be here from the beginning and fine-tuned to support life as we know it. And remember, life as we know it is the only life that exists in the universe. And our created universe just happens to be hard-coded with at least 20 such constants, one count said 26, without which the entire universe would fall into chaos. The discussion gets much more involved as it delves into the laws of physics beyond gravity to quantum mechanics, electromagnetism, nuclear forces, and so forth. I don't pretend to understand all of that, although I've spent many hours reading works, listening to lectures, and watching documentaries on these subjects. But what I do understand is the absurdity of all of these constants coming into existence all at the same time in functioning order by one big accident. Ridiculous. Physicists expressed the odds of randomly arranging these universal physical constants in the present arrangement using numbers like 1 in 10 to the 120th power. That number is nearly twice the number of atoms in the known universe. I don't have enough faith to believe that this is all by blind chance. I believe in and stand in awe of our Creator God, who is Jesus Christ, according to His Word.